Good morning. We're out here today sharing some truth from the Bible. And if you didn't get a chance to go to church, we're just bringing a little church to the streets of Edinburgh and teaching about Jesus Christ. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, came to die on the cross for our sins. He paid the price for us. He desires to give us the gift of everlasting life. But we got to be honest about our life. We got to admit that we're sinners. You know, it's an easy thing for us to try to justify ourselves. The Bible speaks about it in this way. It says, every man did that which was right in his own eyes. It's a very easy thing for us to justify our sin. There's people today that are justifying a sexual sin. There's people today that are justifying taking life of an unborn baby in the womb of a mother. There are people today that are justifying lies and deceit. They're teaching lies and deceit in our schools. They are rejecting this idea and truth that there is a God. In the beginning, God created. They're teaching lies about evolution, this idea that explosions make things and that life comes from nothing, and things like that. But you know, if we're honest about it, we look at it and say, you know what, there is a God, there is a creator, there is a designer that made us and desires to work in our lives. And listen, God desires us to know who he is. He wants us to know that he's love, but that he's also justice. He wants us to know that he's truth without error. And yet, despite of the things that separate him from us, and our sin is the main thing that separates us from God, that God desires us to know him in a personal way. He desires to take away our sin and restore us to a right relationship with him. He does that through the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that came to die on the cross for our sin. You know, sadly, there's a lot of people today, they're walking through life never thinking about God, never taking time to look in the Bible and see what God says. But God's given us a book, the precious Word of God, that teaches us about him. It tells us everything that we need to know about God. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it says, wisdom crieth without, she utters her voice in the street. And you know, the thing is, creation itself and preachers of the Word of God are declaring the truth about God. They're declaring that there is a God, that there is a creator, that there is a designer, that there is a lawgiver, that there is a savior, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that the punishment for our sin is hell, but that God made a way through Christ for us to be forgiven. And that truth is going out, but there's plenty of people today that are just passing by, much like today. And I understand this. I only get about 3 seconds or 5 seconds with people that are passing by. But you know, a lot of people, that's, their life is just so busy, they're not thinking about God. They don't take time in life to stop and to consider that there's a designer, that there's a God that created them, that there's a God that's offended by their sin, that sin has taken them out of any opportunity to have a relationship with God until they deal with their sin. And so the Bible says, wisdom cries without, she utters her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief places of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city, she utters her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, when you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. You know, that's the way it is in life today. Many people, if you speak to them about God, they laugh. If you speak to them about sin, they laugh. You talk to them about hell, they laugh. Why? Because they're scoffers. They're ones that mock God and laugh about this idea that there's a creator designer. And yet God in love is reaching out to that person and trying to talk to them about the fact that he does exist, that he is holy, that he is almighty, and that someday they're going to stand before that God and give an account. Listen, God is the giver of physical life, but he's also the giver of spiritual life. If you're born once, you die twice. If you're born twice, you die once. If you are born again, you receive God's gift of everlasting life. You'll die physically, but you'll not die eternally. But if you're just born physically and you don't have God's gift of everlasting life, when you die without spiritual life, the life of Christ, sadly, you'll be cast into a lake of fire for all eternity. The Bible says, he that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have everlasting life. I praise God today that I can tell you that I know for sure that if I died, I'd go to heaven. And it's not because I'm a good person. It's not because I'm a preacher. It's not because I'm married. It's not because, you know, I've been a good citizen or anything like that. It's because I have personally put my faith in Jesus Christ. I've received the Son of God as my Savior. Jesus Christ, the cross, and his crucifixion is the central point in human history. We date our calendar by it. because it's so important. Jesus Christ himself is the most famous person in human history. And the fact is, Jesus Christ is the Savior. He's the one that died for us. He's the one that paid the price for our sin. Without him, there is no way that anybody could go to heaven. But with Jesus Christ, he's the giver of everlasting life. You know, friend, have you ever taken God's gift of everlasting life? Has there ever been a time in your life where you humbled your heart and confessed your sin to a holy God, where you got on your knees and received God's gift of everlasting life? I just encourage you today, God's reaching out to you today, that God desires to bring you to saving faith. God desires you to know about him. You can pick up a Bible. You can begin reading that book of John. At the end of the book of John, it says that these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, came. He died on the cross so that we can be given God's gift of everlasting life, so that we can know for sure that if we died, we go to heaven. Do you know that today? There's a lot of people today that are afraid of death. If you don't believe that, look at what happened during the pandemic and the anxiety that was in the life of so many people are thinking about death. And the Bible says about Jesus that he came to deliver those that were in bondage in their life because of the fear of death and just feeling like, you know what, life is so uncertain and what's going to happen after I die. But Jesus Christ came to give us life. He came to give us assurance that when we die, we spend eternity with him. Friends, you know that today you can knock that. You can laugh about that. But there's a God in heaven that loves you. There's a God in heaven that sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sin. He came. He paid the price for us. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Son of God came. He paid that price because he loves us. Friend, are you thinking about God today? Wisdom cries without. She utters her voice in the chief places, in the places of concord. You know, God is in his mercy reaching out today in this place at this time, just trying to get people to think about God, trying to get them to stop and to say, you know, why am I living my life as if this is all there is to it, you know? Work to party on the weekend and spend that money and then work again to party on the weekends and work again to party on the weekend. And it's empty and there's nothing to it. But then somebody finds Jesus Christ and finds out, listen, there's more to life than living your life for this life. There's something about living your life for eternity. Living your life for that which is real. Living your life for that which lasts and that which is eternal. Friend, what's your life about? You know, there's so many things. Again, it's just vanity of vanities in life. It's just empty, you know. There's things that you enjoy. You might enjoy sports, but so what if that team wins? You know what? Does that really matter in life? There's things that are so much more important than even great friendships that we might have. And the thing that is important above all else is God. Knowing God. Knowing Jesus Christ. Having a personal walk with God. Friend, do you have that today? Do you know that there's a God because you personally know that God, because you've entered into a relationship with God by faith in Jesus Christ? Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. He's the one that died for us. He's the one that paid the price for our sin. There's a simple verse in the Bible. It's a great verse, John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, it starts out with a simple truth. It says, for God. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God designed us. God is the one that gave us life. For God so loved. Listen, you might wonder today, Ben, does God love me? Does God care about me? The truth is, yes, he does. He absolutely loves us. He absolutely does care for you. For God so loved the world that he gave. Because God's love, he took his son, his holy son, Jesus Christ, and he gave him to this earth to live a sinless life, to die as a sacrifice for our sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But it's not enough today that Jesus Christ died. It's only enough if, as an individual, we personally put our faith in Christ. We've got to come to that point where we humble our heart, we look at the cross, and we understand that the Savior loved me, and that he died for me, that he paid the price for my sin, and we get on our knees and say, God, I don't understand why the Son of God loved me so much that he died for me, but I repent of my sin, and I put my faith in Jesus Christ. And again, people could laugh about it, but they'll not be laughing as they spend eternity in a lake of fire. People say to me, Ben, I'm just going to go to hell with my friends. Well, listen, nobody is going to enjoy being in a fire. Nobody is going to enjoy the darkness. Nobody's going to enjoy the separation from God for all eternity. It's a place of damnation. It's a place of torment. It's a place that God does not desire anyone to go to. That's why Christ came. Jesus Christ came to pay the price of hell on the cross of Calvary for our sin. The Bible says, while we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. If you want to understand the love of God, look at the cross. Look at what the Son of God did. Understand that the Savior, Jesus Christ, did that because he loves you. He died to pay the price for your sin because he loves you. He doesn't want you to die in your sin because he knows that to die in your sin is to be cast into a lake of fire for all eternity. And so the Son of God came. He lived a sinless life. And he died on the cross for you. He died on the cross for me. The songwriter put it well. The old rugged cross. And he speaks about the love for that cross. The love for that emblem of shame. And there's plenty of people today that are embarrassed about God. Embarrassed about the ideas about God. And rather than standing with the Lord Jesus Christ, they're ashamed of the Lord. And yet, I'll tell you this today, as a Christian, I love the cross. I love what Jesus Christ did as he died there for me, as he died there for you. I love the fact today that no matter who somebody is and what sin is in their life, and we live in a day of deep ungodliness and reprobate living against the holy God, yet God loves that person. He doesn't agree with their sin. He doesn't say their sin is okay, but he's made a way through Christ for their sin to be forgiven. He's made a way for that sin to be washed away. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God desires to take that sin stain away, a sin stain that we can't do anything about of ourselves. The Bible says, so they'll wash thee with nitre and take thee much soap, yet thine iniquity is marked before me, saith the Lord. There's nothing that we could do to cleanse our own heart, our own life. We could be religious, but that doesn't do anything. We could try to keep God's law, but that doesn't do anything. Because as soon as we transgress God's law, there was a stain that was put upon our very soul. And it's only the blood of Christ that can cleanse our soul. Jesus Christ died. He shed his blood. He paid that price because he loves us. He paid that price because it's real. The cross is all about Jesus paying the price for our sin. While we are yet sinners, Christ died for us. I hope that resonates in your heart today, that you take that away and just think, Christ died for me. Christ paid the price for my sin. Christ loves me. You know, praise God for a Savior that would do that for us. Scarcely for a righteous man would one die. You know, it would be unusual today to find somebody that would give their life, even for a good person, that would sacrifice their life to try to save that person's life. But Jesus Christ sacrificed his perfect and holy life to die on the cross for our sins so that we don't have to go to a lake of fire and pay for our sins. But because Jesus Christ paid the price for us, we could be given God's gift of everlasting life. Friend, do you know for sure that today if you died, you'd go to heaven? Has there ever been a time in your life where you personally put your faith in Christ? When you looked at the cross and you say, then the cross was about Jesus dying for me. It was about him paying the price for my sin. It was about him making a way for me to be forgiven. You know, again, very sadly today, so many people are just passing through life. It's all about materialism. It's all about work. It's all about their sin or their satisfaction in life. They're living a life that is empty. They're living a life that is vain. They're living a life that is not going to prepare them for eternity. But God has a book that he's given, a precious book called the Bible, that anybody that can read can pick it up and read for themselves what Jesus Christ did for them. And let me just encourage you today, if you've never read a Bible, to begin in the book of John and to read about the Savior Jesus Christ and His coming and His miracles and His power and the things that He did and the good man that He was, and yet the world hated Him. The world despised Him. And listen, it's much the same in our day. Somebody that truly stands with this book, stands with Jesus Christ, is hated above all people in our day and despised and mocked and cursed, just like the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet the Son of God, Jesus Christ, came. He suffered that abuse because He loved us, because He would pay the price for our sin so that we could be given God's gift of everlasting life. But praise God for a Savior that would do that. Praise God for a man that was a true man, that wasn't afraid, wasn't ashamed to stand up in righteousness, a message that was despised by many people in his day. He was mocked in his day. He was cursed in his day. He was crucified in his day. But He died for us because Jesus Christ loved us. Jesus Christ loves us. Jesus Christ loves you. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ is the one that, no, He doesn't shut up, but in love, He reaches out and He says about His truth that I exist, that I live, and that I love you, and that I can give you my gift of eternal life. So praise God today. There's the Son of God loves you. The Son of God cares for you. The Son of God can bless your family. The Son of God can help your family. The Son of God can rescue you from whatever situation that you're in. And the thing is, today, we look at people and say, hey, they look fine. They look like they're happy. They look like they're enjoying life. But we don't see the tears. We don't see the heartache. We don't see the person contemplating suicide, contemplating taking their life, because they look at their life and they say, my life, it may look great, but my life is not great. And I'll tell you this, a life outside of Christ is not great. It's empty, it's vain, it doesn't satisfy, but the life of Christ satisfies. He came to give us life and to give us abundant life. That life is in His Son, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that died for us. There's no other name given amongst men whereby we must be saved. The only name is the name of Jesus Christ. And I would say this to dads today, get your children into church, get your family thinking about God, begin to be a spiritual leader in your home, pick up a Bible and read it and understand what it says and begin to teach it to your children, begin to teach it to your family, begin to read it together and say, let's seek after God, let's find God, let's find out what life is all about. But praise God, there are people today that are doing that. Would to God there were more. Would to God there were many that would turn in their heart and say, you know what? Rather than be like the masses, the majority of people today have turned their back on God. They despise God. They laugh at God. They act as if there is no God. But can I say this today? No matter if somebody says there is no God or not, doesn't matter whether I say there is a God or not, doesn't matter. God either exists or God does not exist. Gravity does not exist today because I believe in gravity. Gravity exists. And so if I go to the hills here and I jump off the hills, I'm going to find out there's gravity. Listen, when somebody dies, they're going to find out there is a God. They're going to find out that there is a hell. They're going to find out that life was about finding God, about walking with God, about knowing God. But they lived their life as if there was no God, and yet doing that did not make God disappear. And so sadly today, people are living a lie. They're living a life as if there is no God when there is a God. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And they think because they convince themselves that there is no God, that someday they're never going to stand before God, that when they die, they're just going to go in the grave and their body is going to be consumed by this earth, and that's going to be them finished. But that's not the end of man. The end of man is either eternity in a lake of fire or eternity in glory. But praise God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, died so that we can have His gift of everlasting life. God does not want men to perish in their sin. In fact, the Bible says He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God desires today that in the heart of somebody today there would be something resonating, that we begin to think about God, begin to think about eternity, begin to think about truth, and begin to think about what life's all about. That if it's just about this life and if evolution's true, there's nothing, then what's the point? But there is a point today because there's God. There is a point today because there's eternity. There is a point today because there is such a thing as everlasting life. That life is in Jesus, the Son of God, that paid the price for our sin so that we can receive God's gift of everlasting life. The Bible says this, if you seek me, you shall find me if you search with all your heart. Today, I can promise you, if you'd be somebody that would begin in your heart to pray and to call out to God and say, God, please help me to know about you. Help me to know that you exist, that God in his mercy is a God that responds to that. I'll tell you this, God does more than that. So many times God reaches out beyond just the desires of men and might reach down into somebody's life and put a difficulty in their life so that they begin to stop and to think about him. So they begin to think about eternity. So they begin to think about the love of God for them. You praise God, again, Jesus Christ loves you today. Jesus Christ paid the price for your sin when he died on the cross of Calvary for you. He offers to you a free gift. Salvation is not something that you can earn. It's not by being religious. It's not by being Christian. It's not by anything religious that you could do. It's only by faith receiving God's gift of everlasting life. It's a free gift. Friend, have you personally put your faith in Jesus Christ? Has there ever been a time where in your heart you recognize that you're a sinner, that the punishment for your sin is hell, that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sin, and that by faith in him, God would give you forgiveness and his gift of everlasting life? That's what it's all about. It's about personally putting your faith in Christ. It's about receiving God's gift of everlasting life. Oh, we could try to justify ourselves. Plenty of people today are trying to justify sexual sin. They're trying to justify other sin and atheism and this lifestyle that's against God. And yet self-justification is nothing. When they stand before God, the Bible says, though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished. It doesn't matter today that the Scottish Parliament is justifying sin. It doesn't matter that in the schools they're justifying sin. It doesn't matter that all society joins together and justifies sin. Sin is an indelible mark that either is going to be paid for by eternity in hell or will be taken away by the mercy of God through Jesus Christ and his death on the cross and his shed blood. Friend, have you ever personally received Christ as your Savior? Has there ever been a time where you personally put your faith in the Son of God? If so, are you living for him? Are you standing for him? Are you identifying with him? Are you unashamed in a world that mocks Christianity and makes fun of the Son of God and laughs about hell and laughs about God and laughs about these ideas about the Bible and just mocks God? In this day, are you standing for God? Listen, it's a day for Christians to stand up and be the light and identify with the truth of the Bible and to stand with the Lord Jesus Christ unashamedly, not changing the message of the Bible to suit this world, but standing with God in the truth of the Bible. Your friend, is that you today? Are you somebody that will take a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ? Somebody that will be unashamed of the Son of God, Jesus, that died naked as a thief, treated as a thief on the cross for your sin, a holy man, a righteous man, but a man that died unashamed for you. Listen, are you ashamed of him today? Is it embarrassing for you to bow your head and pray? Is it embarrassing for you to think about God? Is it embarrassing for you to identify as a Christian? Listen, the Son of God was not ashamed to die a wicked death on the cross for your sin. We ought to be unashamed to stand up and say, that God that loved me, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that gave his life for me, I am not ashamed of my Savior. Praise God, he wasn't ashamed of us. He wasn't ashamed to die an awful death for us. Are you ashamed? Would you be embarrassed to say, I'm going to start thinking about God. I'm going to start thinking about the Bible. I'm going to start talking about God. I'm going to start reading the truth of the Word of God. I'm going to start espousing the truth of the Word of God. Is that embarrassing to you today? Would you be ashamed? Would you have to maybe crawl into a hole and hide from men and get away from the scrutiny of men because you can't bear the shame of the Bible? Listen, it's an honor, it's a privilege to stand up with the Holy Word of God, the Bible, the book of all books, the Son of God, the very God that created, the God that designed, the God that died on the cross for our sin, and to say, I am unashamed of the man of God, the Son of God, that died such a wicked death for me. Your friend, we take that stand for God. What this world needs is people that believe this book. What this world needs is people to get back to this book and say, this book is the blueprint for life. This book is the book that is given to us by our designer, our creator, the one that understands how life really works. What we live in today is every man doing that which is right in his own eyes. It's corrupt, it's perverse, it's defiled, it's defunct, it's not functioning properly because this world has turned its back on God. Praise God, there's been other generations that have gotten back to the book. Other generations that have gotten back to the Bible. Young people that finally awakened in their heart and said, man, what's life all about? It's about God. It's about eternity. It's about good family. It's about raising godly children. It's about standing with truth, standing with authority, knowing right and wrong, because God's given it to us in a book that is the book of all books. Friend, are you reading it? It's a free download, KJV Bible. You can get a Bible, begin to read it on your phone. You can begin to listen to an audio Bible and to hear about God and to learn about God and to understand truth and to make a good marriage, a good family, a good society that's based on the Bible. The sad thing today that so many people are passing through life ignoring God. Many people mocking God, many people cursing God, saying, man, if there is a God, then I reject him, I despise him. They're misunderstanding who God is. God is without sin. God is holy. God is love. God is just. God is a righteous God. God is the one that gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sin. The Son of God paid the price for us. He offers us a free gift, eternal life, through his son. And very sadly today, again, many people are just passing through life, giving no thought to God, never going to church, never picking up a Bible, never mentioning the name of God, too ashamed to say, I'm a person that's beginning to think about God, and I'm beginning to pray. They'd be embarrassed by that because so many people are mocking God, so many people are cursing God, so many people are blaspheming God. But where are the people that will step up and say, I will begin to think about God, I will begin to get out of the Bible, I will begin to be unashamed of the God that gave me life, that offers to me his gift of everlasting life. Friend, will that be you? Will you be somebody that will begin to pick up a Bible, begin to seek after truth, begin to understand who God is? You know, we need Christ. We need the Savior. We need the one that can rescue us in the situation that we're in. Listen, the biggest problem is not global warming. The biggest problem is the heart of men that are reprobate against the holy God. They've turned their back on their creator. You know, should we be surprised by pandemics? Should we be surprised by wars? Should we be surprised by things that are happening when men have turned their back on a holy God? We ought to expect that. We ought to expect calamity in a day that is so ungodly, so blasphemous, so hard against the holy God. Listen to the profanity of our day, the wicked speech of even young people today, the defilement of their mobile technology, the pornography, and the wicked depravity in the hearts of the youngest of kids, because this society is so defiled and so against God. And yet there's a God in heaven that is reaching out in love, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that died on the cross for our sin, to pay the price for our sin, to offer us his gift of everlasting life. Oh, friend, today you need Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. You might say, Ben, how can you stand down here and just keep preaching? You know, I'll tell you, one of the hardest things for me is to stop. I look around, I just see more and more people that need Jesus and that need the truth about God, that need God's gift of everlasting life. Would to God, God would awaken hearts and minds today. Father, I pray by the grace of God that the Spirit of God would awaken the hearts of the people of Edinburgh. Father, that there would be a turning again to God, yea, even a revival in the hearts of people by the mercy of God. I praise you for your grace. I praise you for your love. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.